I'm Devin McCourty. I'd like to wish you all a happy holidays.
We got to have resolve all day for 60 minutes. We got to play for each other, man. Go, boys.
Throws to the middle. It's back incomplete. Intercepted by Harmon.
He got it.
Deflection to Harmon.
We got to see that.
How do we feel about being AFC East champions?
To Gronkowski, right corner of the end zone, has it. 2-point score, 3-point game.
It was very nice of Tom to finally share one of those awards. Offensive Player of the Week. So thank you, Tom, for finally sharing it.
Now he shoots it long and deep for Troy Brown. He's got it. He's got it. The 15. Touchdown.
Tom Brady Randy Moss. And they each have set NFL records on the go-ahead touchdown.
Of course, the Pittsburgh game was a big win. That's in the books now. It doesn't mean anything. Buffalo is a playoff team. We're going to need a top effort this week.
The Patriots hold on in a thriller and one of the most memorable regular season games in recent Patriot history. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. Happy holidays to you all. For the ninth straight time, the Patriots are division champs. With two games left to go in the regular season, New England will try to lock up home field advantage for the playoffs. First up, a Christmas Eve matinee against the Buffalo Bills, who have postseason aspirations of their own. We'll preview the Bills, but before we do, we must relive the win over the Steelers.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
We got to have resolve all day for 60 minutes. We got to play for each other, man. You take a look around, you look in the man next to you, I realize while he's playing, while we're playing, we do this together.
Let's go, let's go!
We're here, we make it play all game. D-E-F-C. It's simple. For each other. For each man in this circle. I care about all you men.
Yeah.
Today we play for each other.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
I want a physical game all day.
Everything you got for your brother. Let's dominate today. Let's put it on for the fans.
Here we go. Playmakers on three. 1, 2, 3.
Playmakers. 1, 2, 3. D-E-F-C.
Dominate on three. 1, 2, 3. All right.
Go, boys.
Welcome to Heinz Field here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for this Week 15 encounter of the top two teams in the AFC. Throws a long ball down the left side for Cook. He makes the grab inside the 10. Burkhead is into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots! Throw down the middle, and it's caught by Rodgers on the run, free to the end zone. Eli Rodgers and the Steelers are on the board.
Who? Brady takes the snap.
Down he goes.
Cameron Hayward.
Dropping Brady.
We can stay ahead on down and distance and not have to play from second and longs. All right, we'll be all right. We'll be fine, okay? We just got to understand, okay, when is that critical time? We got to hold him off, and he'll get the ball out, okay? Don't lose his confidence. Don't lose trust. Yeah. Trust is more than nothing. Let's work on it, you guys.
Brady throws it down the left side for Gronkowski.
Lays out, reaches out, and makes the catch.
Brady throws to the middle of the end zone.
Caught by Cook.
Touchdown. Bell runs it. Left. Dive into the end zone. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
Fourth quarter. We ain't down by much. Next time we score, we're going for two. Understand that. When they stop them, we're going to get possession. And then we have to be perfect. Everybody's got to man up and go as hard as they can. Going forward now. We'll stop them. When we stop them, let's go.
We're going to have to work good technique. We're going to have to win early and out. We're moving the ball here. We just can't have any self-inflicted wounds. You know what I mean? Let's just play clean. Block what we're supposed to block. Use good route detail. We'll be fine.
We got to believe it. Let's go.
Get the ball.
Brady throws down the middle for Grant.
Makes the catch at the 45.
With 1:55 to go in the fourth quarter.
Throw down the left side for Gronkowski. Makes the grab.
Brady
finds Gronkowski.
A sensational grab at the 8-yard line.
Deion runs it through the left
side.
In the end zone.
And the lead to the Patriots.
A lob to Gronkowski. Great corner of the end zone. Has a 2-point
score.
3-point game.
Roethlisberger moves up, throws down the middle, catch by Smith-Schuster, running room to the 30, to the 35-40, gets past midfield to the 45-40, puts it right at the 30, 15-10, Juju Smith-Schuster. Ben takes the snap,
throws to the end zone, caught by James, touchdown Pittsburgh.
Watch the ball bobble right there.
After reviewing the play, the receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Roethlisberger pops, he throws to the middle. It's knocked incomplete. Intercepted by Harmon. Deflection to Harmon.
Great finish, great game. And because it went down to the wire, the equipment staff had to hurry to get out those division-winning hats and T-shirts.
What a win. That was awesome. Unreal.
Competing on every play, battling all the way down the wire, keeping the pressure on them, all right, and just made one more play than they did. All right, that's what it was. That's a hell of a job. It's a way to just battle the whole 60 minutes. All right, congratulations, AFC's champs. Good, congratulations.
How do we feel about being AFC's champions?
What a day. All right, time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. Coach, that big win against Pittsburgh, obviously a lot of great plays in that game, but the way that game ended, we're going to take a look at the final sequence.
Yeah, we'll pick it up here with 3:56 to go in the game, 24-19. We've just kicked a field goal. And so the kickoff here, I thought this was big play as part of the sequence here. Kick the ball deep. And this is Jordan Richards and John Jones coming down here, kind of forcing the play inside. But one of the really key part of the play here is Slater on the backside getting double teamed by Chicharillo and Nix. And, you know, Slater's running through both guys as he usually does on the double team and makes the play and make the tackle there on a 17-yard line. So that was a big play for us.
That's a guy, seventh straight Pro Bowl. He's had a tough year because of injuries, but he's fought through. And here he is in a massive game for you guys. You need this game, and here he is battling like this.
Yeah.
Okay, and here we go, and this is that big sequence. These are Gronk plays, right?
They are. Yeah, they are. These are the Gronk sequence plays. Start off in empty formation, and so this is Davis, number 28, on Rob. And it's one robber coverage, a coverage that we saw quite a bit of a week ago against Miami. And as Tom steps up in the pocket, which, again, the protection here is very good, gives Tom an opportunity to step up. All the rushers are past Brady. And so Tom's looking over here And that takes Gay, the robber, over out of the middle of the field.
So it's the eyes, because that's what I was going to ask. Why is he going to the two receiver side instead of the three? So that's Tom with his eyes.
And going away from Gronkowski. But right. There's Tom looking over here, and that drags Gay, who's really a kind of a zone player here, drags him over here. And then as Tom steps up, he makes a great play. The presence, the see Gay coming over, gets his eyes back, finds Rob, and you know, this is Rob releasing off of Davis here at the line of scrimmage, starting outside, gives him a good slap uppercut to get inside position, and then Tom steps up in the pocket and makes a good throw, puts it right on Rob to get the ball to midfield.
Great catch, great throw.
Yeah, it really was. Very well executed. That brings us to the next play, and Rob in motion here. This is Dwayne Allen, so we change formations on this play, and this time the Steelers come with a blitz zone. So they bring Hilton, the slot corner, the nickel corner, off the edge and drop into a zone coverage with a linebacker coming outside, drop the end off and play a 4-under, 3-deep zone coverage. Good pickup by the offensive line. So this is the nickel blitzer. Solder has him. Tooney blocks the end. So we have good protection here. And, again, with the zone coverage, it just allows Rob to get into the seam here. Tom makes another good throw. Rob makes another tough catch. And now the ball is down on the 25-yard line.
Got a little excited there, too.
Yeah, he's
had a week off. He's kind of fresh, you know.
And then this is the touchdown run from Deion. So what happens on this play, the Pittsburgh linebackers run through. So it's a tough play for the offensive line. You're kind of looking to go get these guys on the second level, and then they shoot the gap. And so both Tooney and Shaq Mason have to redirect and take those run-through linebackers. Meanwhile, over at the point of attack, Nate, Dwayne, and Rob all do a good job of sealing the edge. So we end up with Deion against the corner in the open field, and you know Deion's able to take it in for the touchdown.
Great block by Dwayne Allen, too. I mean, I was going nuts on that one.
So that puts us ahead, two-point play. You know, gives us a three-point lead, which makes all the difference in the world. Had we only had a one-point lead here, that would have changed, you know, the strategy here at the end of the game. And then this is the fake spike. So you can see Roethlisberger signaling a play here, and I think that you know, our players definitely were alert to something was going on.
Sure, and you've coached them up too. You've practiced the defending the fake spike play.
Right. Right, and so we're in coverage here, so we're man-to-man with kind of our two safeties are, you know, free players here, double coverage players. And so on the fake spike, we get a push in the middle there from Adam Butler, and Roethlisberger kind of has to move off the spot a little bit. Trey Flowers is able to come back in and get some pressure on the throw, and then as Roethlisberger holds the ball, then the rest of the coverage collapses, and Rowe's able to reach out and get his hand on the ball, and Duron gets the tip. So great ending to a great game.
Not bad right there. Great way to end it there. Hey,
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you. You're on a nice list, right?
Yeah. Yes, you bet.
Big guy will take care of you. All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week. See you next week. Everybody have a happy holiday.
I'm Nate Solder. I want to wish all of you a happy holidays.
Relive some of the most memorable regular season games in Patriots history.
We're about to hit a Bronco. Patriots recover.
But first, we try to go one-on-one with Gronk.
Can you go shopping, y'all?
I mean, if I don't, I forget. I just call up everyone and say, I got tickets for you.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hi, I'm Daron Harmon, and I want to wish all you guys a happy holiday.
Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Tough spot for the Patriots. As Dan Roach tells us, they must refill their tanks after last Sunday's emotional win.
It was one of the greatest regular season games in franchise history, with a wild final 2 minutes.
Intercepted by Harmon! Deflection to Harmon!
Despite earning a 9th straight AFC East title, the Patriots know there's a long way to go and much loftier goals to achieve. With two games left, if they win out, they'll secure the top AFC seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
We kind of control our destiny, so we have to just take care of business, and we all know what is in store for us. It's going to be tough work, but, you know, we're ready to do it.
In the NFL, you can't say, you know, this game is the biggest game ever, and, you know, you get all pumped up and you go win it, and then you're like, all right, we did it, and then you go out and you play bad for the next 2 or 3 weeks. You know, like we talk about around here, after Thanksgiving, everything's huge.
It all starts with the 8-6 Bills Sunday here at Gillette Stadium, a team the Pats beat just 3 weeks ago in Buffalo. However, the Pats know anything can happen in a second AFC East meeting. Just ask the Miami Dolphins.
You got to do a better job preparing and not just think you're going to get the same thing as you did the game before. But just be prepared to have to adjust and see some new things.
The first time these two teams met, things got a bit chippy towards the end of the game. Question is, will any of that carry over?
You know, to me, football is always football, and two teams trying to win a football game at the end of the season, it's going to be chippy. It's going to be everything, you know, from pushing to shoving to fighting for extra yards. You're going to get all that Sunday.
The motivation for the Bills Sunday is simply winning. Why? Well, the 8-6 Bills have the longest active playoff drought of any professional team in any sport. That's right, they haven't made the playoffs since 1999. Think about that. They haven't had a playoff game in the 21st century. From the CBS scene for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Danny, thank you very much for joining me now. This guy doesn't need any introduction. Gronk's here.
What's up?
You got your coat on?
It was chilly out there today. Like, when you're out there for 2 hours running around, you stay warm a little bit, but when you get off, you're still cold. I got to warm up. I got to keep it on. I got to warm up.
Hey, first of all, I got to shake your hand. Offensive player of the week.
Oh.
When you got the award, I mean, how special is that to you?
It's an honor for sure. I mean, it's my first time ever receiving that type of honor, but you guys got to keep working. You got to keep grinding. And it was very nice of Tom to finally share one of those awards, Offensive Player of the Week. So thank you, Tom, for finally sharing it.
There you go. A lot of talk this year was how to cover Gronk. Were you surprised in that final drive that you had free release, free access down the field, and they couldn't stop it?
Just never know what coverage it is going to be. You never know what the defense is going to play. You got to be ready for whatever type of coverage it is. And we're a team. You got to be able to, you just can't cover one guy. You got to be able to cover the whole team. And we just want to work as a team. We want to work as an offense. And it just happened to be where I got the ball the majority of the time on that drive. So just got to make plays when it comes to you.
Well, it's crunch time. You got the ball in crunch time.
I love crunch time.
You love crunch time. Talk about the two-point conversion, because you broke ankles on that two-point conversion. And again, one-on-one, the guy couldn't cover you.
A play we work on a lot. I mean, throughout my whole career here for the last, like, seven, eight years. And it was crunch time. And that was a big play in the game to put us up 3 points. So
right.
Just couldn't take a field goal and win the game on the final drive. But it's just something we work on a lot, and we just got to keep working.
The Bills are next. It's
yes,
a do-or-die football game for them. They're playing for their playoff lives. Are you concerned about any retaliation?
No, I mean, they're a well-coached team, and I'm just ready for the game. I'm ready for a really hard-fought game.
You mentioned crunch time. You know what else is crunch time for?
Christmas shopping. Oh,
days to Christmas.
Oh, my God. That is crunch time, especially when you're playing in the NFL. I mean, you get no time to go
shopping. I was going to ask you. Do you go shopping at all?
I mean, if I don't, I forget. I just call up everyone and say, I got tickets for you. That's the best way to do it.
So Gronk doesn't shop?
No, I get presents and everything, but, I mean, I don't really go out and go shopping like that. Do I have a guy that goes?
You got a guy
sometimes
that you can count on?
Yeah, sometimes. Call up, you know, whatever. Maybe depending on who the present's for, or maybe one of my brothers. Right. Get a present for my parents. Call up one of my friends. Yo, what you getting? I need some.
You need ideas.
Yeah, I get ideas. So, yeah, you got to get some ideas. When you're playing, you're always focused on NFL every day.
When you go to the mall, if and when you do go to the mall, are you incognito? Hood, shirt?
I just don't even try anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Yeah. When it's closed, best time to go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Rob Gronkowski, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach, and after his ninth straight divisional title win, Coach, congratulations, AFC champs again. Means you're in the postseason. I know there's a lot of work still to do.
Yeah, it was certainly a great team win in Pittsburgh, and it's one of our goals is to get into the playoffs and win the division, and so now we have some other things we can accomplish, but this is a big win for the team, and I thought they really deserved it. I thought the players played hard and put a lot into the game. It wasn't perfect. It was a back-and-forth game, but in the end, we made enough plays to win, and that's what counts.
All right, Coach, talking about the playoffs, that's obviously not a playoff game, but it had the feel of a playoff game or even, you know, potentially a Super Bowl, and we've been through some of those, how your team responded. You got to be proud of them.
Yeah, it was a big game, no question about it. It was a big game, a great environment. Those fans have a lot of energy. They really support the team. It was a very hostile environment, and crowd noise is a factor, but I thought we played through it pretty well, and I was happy to see us, not have any penalties or many penalties, and we had some young guys step up and make some big plays too.
The touchdown catch initially, what it was ruled to Jesse James, and they got the correct rule right when you go back to review, and as that's taken place, from a technology standpoint, and you've talked about this before, are you for technology as long as they actually get the actual call right when it does go to review?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I think one of the things that's key on a play like that is to have a camera on the goal line. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, in the end, we all want it right. And that's why I'm also for being able to challenge plays under 2 minutes. If you have a challenge left and you're willing to use a timeout for it, if it's an important enough play, I think you should be able to do it.
Okay, looking at the Buffalo Bills, tough spot. I mean, as the playoffs stand right now, they are a playoff team. They're still playing for something. It's late in the year, and really haven't been in this spot with them to where they had something to play for. How much importance does that put on this game, you know, after a 5 of 6 on the road? And that's a tough stretch you guys went through.
Well, the Bills are a great team. They really do a lot of things well. They're well coached. Coach McDermott's done an excellent job with that program in 1 year, has really turned it around. They're a very tough-minded, consistent, disciplined football team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They don't turn the ball over. They create a lot of turnovers. They run the ball well. So you've got to really go out there and play a good football game against them. They're not going to give you anything, and they make everything tough on you. You've got to earn it all.
All right, Coach, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from at LL21. Wants to talk about the operation of the field goal, the snap, the hold, and the kick. Why do the laces always have to be out? And I'm a former holder, and Diossi used to have it down with me to where I got the ball, boom, the laces are there, and Matt Barr would never have to complain. But why is it so important for a kicker to have the laces facing the other way when the ball spins?
Well, it balances the ball, and it gives you more of an end-over-end tumble and a straighter ball. When the laces are to the side, it has a tendency to have the ball drift a little bit. And when the laces face the kicker, a lot of times it's a little disconcerting for the kicker just in terms of his visual of kicking the ball where you're just kind of hitting a golf ball as it's rolling off the tee. You try to hit it. You know it's wrong. You do the best you can with it, but it just kind of throws off your timing a little bit. So also the tilt of the ball is important. That changes the trajectory, but also the flight of the ball in terms of straight versus a curve a little bit one way or the other. So the whole operation, the perfect snap, the perfect hold, the perfect kick is the way you want them all to go. In the end, one can make up for another. A good hold can make up for a bad snap. A good kick can make up for a bad hold and a bad snap. But sometimes it's just too much, a bad snap and a bad hold. The kicker just doesn't have a chance to make a good kick because the ball's not in the right spot. So that's why those guys work together so much, and it's such an important play. And look, they're not all perfect, but I think our three guys overall do a very good job with the operation. But always room for improvement.
Great answer. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow the team first on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it AskBB. Bellustrator later in the show. Probably none of the Colt game, right, because it was all in the snow. So we're going to get Miami?
Yeah, it'd be hard to see the players in that game. Yeah, a lot of Miami game and a lot of the running game, what goes with it.
All right, sounds good. Everybody stay tight right there. More Patriots All Access right after this. Then we're going to do the Bellustrator.
Hi, I'm Matthew Slater, and I'd like to wish all you out there happy holidays.
What's the best regular season game in Patriots history?
Hand off to Edger. He is stopped! He is stopped!
And later, what has changed in Buffalo since the Patriots visited 3 weeks ago?
Here they come. They got them all up there, and then right at the last second, they drop out and drop into coverage.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, official shave of the New England Patriots. By the Massachusetts State Lottery. Visit a lottery retailer today for the new 5x champions ticket. And by Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner.
Hi, I'm Chris Hogan. I want to wish you all a happy holidays.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have been with the Patriots for 286 regular season games, spanning 18 years. Trying to pick the best ones were a challenge for our Blue Ribbon Committee, who tried to pare that list down to just 10 games. Their mission? Choose the 10 most memorable and meaningful regular season games.
Here's the rush by Willie McGinnis. He sacks him back at the 30-yard line. The kick is up. The kick is on the way. And the kick is
no good.
No good. No good. Touchdown, David Papp. They come back from a 27-6 deficit. Now he shoots it long and deep for Troy Brown. He's got it. He's got it. The 15 to the 10 to the 5. Fires left. Caught to the far corner. Oh, my goodness. Mark Gaffney right in the left corner of the end zone. The Patriots improve to 12-0. Fires to the left. Caught. David Gibbons. Touchdown. Tom Brady. 30 seconds to go. Fires down the middle. It's caught by Falk. He drives it in. Touchdown. And the Patriots have taken the lead. He steps up. He's going to be hit. And he tosses the ball. And it's caught by the Patriots going down at the 41-yard line. And that's it. The Patriots have come from behind. And the Patriots are still undefeated.
Lines it to the left side. In the end zone. Touchdown. And the lead to the Patriots. Goes down a little catch by Smith-Schuster. Running room to the 30, to the 35, 40. Gets past midfield to the 45, 40. Chased by Rowe. Cuts it right at the 30. Still on his feet to the 25, 20. Eventually brought down.
Are you kidding me?
Throw to the end zone. Caught by James. Touchdown, Pittsburgh.
The receiver in the end zone did not survive the ground. It's an incomplete pass.
Throw to the middle. It's knocked incomplete. Intercepted by Harmon. Deflection to Harmon. An interception in the end zone. The Patriots are going to win in Pittsburgh. Throws to the back of the end zone. Finds his receiver, Jacob Tammy, for a touchdown. And Denver now leads 23-0. Get made by Edwin. Breaks to the end zone. And he runs it back to five. He threw it to the end zone. With Welker starting forward, now back to it. The ball's going to bounce. He hit a Bronco. Patriots recover. The Patriots have it. The kick is airborne to the upright. And the kick is a game winner. The Patriots come back and beat the Broncos.
Fourth down. 15 seconds to go. The handoff to Edger. And
he is stopped. Willie McGinnis. Willie McGinnis.
That's the way you play. That's hard. They didn't believe we could win.
Fires it to the right, down the right sideline, and caught at the 20-15-10-5. Touchdown, Patriots. Tom Brady.
Randy
to Randy Moss. And they each have
have set NFL records on the go-ahead touchdown. And for the first time in the 88-year history of the National Football League, a team has gone 16-0.
How do you feel about making NFL history?
My name is Dwayne Allen. I want to wish all of you a happy holidays.
Time now for the Opponent Spotlight, brought to you by GEICO.
There were a lot of concerns 3 weeks ago after the Buffalo game that the Bills might be out for some retaliation when they come to Foxborough this weekend. But Buffalo is in the midst of a playoff race, and this game is a pretty big deal to them.
It's a great opportunity for us, and as a team, we understand that opportunity and we embrace it, and we're doing everything we can to prepare as best as we can to go out and play a great game on Sunday.
We're their defending world champions, and so Vic, we just, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, and you know, we've got to make sure we make proper adjustments throughout the game. We're here to win the game.
Now we are going to send it over to Bill Belichick and Scott Zolak in the studio. It's time now for the Belistrator.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Belistrator, and pretty in-depth look here at Buffalo, Coach, against Miami, right? We can't use the Colts game. It was all snow. This thing look all white.
Well, one of the best things that the Bills do is they create negative plays on early downs of their run defense. So they're second in the league in that. They've created 50 this year. This is the type of thing that they do is they penetrate. This is Alexander running through on this power play and hitting Drake in the backfield. Now it comes up second and 12, that leads to third and long, and then they're off the field. So creating these negative plays on first down is really a big problem for the offense. We're going to have to eliminate this. This is the type of play where our offensive linemen really have to be alert here. In this case, it would be the guard that would have to see Alexander on the run through. But, you know, Alexander's quick. He anticipates the play well, shoots the gap, and, you know, gets back in there and fouls up the play. And, you know, now Miami's in long yardage. So they do a real good job of creating, forcing penalties. They get a lot of holding calls. They get a lot of negative plays because of their run defense. And then plays like this where they come up and, yep, here they come. And they got them all up there. And then right at the last second, they drop out and drop into coverage, causes the quarterback, you know, a second or so of hesitation. This is Tre'Davious White down here at the bottom. Does a nice job here of rerouting the receiver, forcing him back inside. Kind of disrupts the timing of the play. Cutler looks like is, you know, disrupted a little bit by the disguise. And then the ball hangs up in the air and Poyer comes over in interception. So first down, negative run, third and long, disguise on third down, and turn the ball over with an interception.
Gotcha.
That's how they do that a lot. They're very disciplined, very good at that.
Okay, offense. So they got a quarterback that can run, and they got a pretty good back in McCoy.
They sure do, and the running game is very good. That causes a lot of problems for the defense. This is an example right here of McCoy getting to the edge. This is Ducasse coming around and chipping the linebacker. And, yeah, it just turns into McCoy one-on-one with the corner on McCain. And, you know, that's a tough matchup. McCoy slips inside, breaks the tackle, you know, rips off 12, 13 yards. So the running game is, again, a lot of different scheme plays. Their line is very experienced. They've played together now for multiple games this year. They've got a lot of continuity. They've got O'Leary back, Clay. So good presence on the edge. McCoy doesn't need a lot of space. He can make guys miss and can gain a lot of yards on his own. And when they get the running game going, that, of course, sets up the play-action passes. And one guy that's really done a good job for him this year is Clay, the tight end. So in this play, get a little fake in here to McCoy. And you can see Clay's discipline on this. He comes in. He sells it like he's going to run a crossing pattern. And that really you know, takes the defense out of it and makes it look like he's going to run and catch the ball over here, which he does on some other plays, and then he comes back out and goes to the flag here. So great route discipline and patience here by Clay. Comes back out of it. It's kind of looks like an Antonio Gates type of route. But I'd say that Clay is a fast, explosive, good run-after-catch player with great route discipline and technique, tough route to cover. And then Taylor steps up, you know, makes a great throw here over pretty tight coverage, really. But again, with the running game, the passing game, the play action game that goes with the running game, it's a tough offense to defend. They've got a lot of explosive players.
It's great to be back home, though. Five out of the last six on the road. Let's get this one and then have a great holiday.
Yeah, you bet. Well, happy holidays to everyone.
There you go. Merry Christmas. Thanks for watching Patriots All Access, and especially the Bell Strader all year long. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the New England Patriots. By Putnam Investments, you, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing excellence through the power of teamwork.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion. Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, good to see you guys. Earlier in the show, there were rankings on the regular season games, and you were part of that panel,
by
the
way. I was part of it.
That panel. Where does this game... Yeah, right. Where do you think this game stands?
In terms of, you know, the sheer drama, and I was absolutely riveted to the action and the way it all unfolded, the events, the hype that went into the game, Mike, with ESPN and, you know, sort of a college game day kind of an atmosphere, off the charts. Mm-hmm. Now, the game itself, I don't put necessarily, and I was overruled by some of my colleagues when we were ranking the games. I thought, like, the goal line stand in Indy in 03 and the enormous comeback against Denver, a lot of games. This one was a great game, great theater. I just didn't think it was as well played as some of the others.
How many franchises have so many choices to go through?
That's
unbelievable.
Absolutely.
I loved the 07 regular season finale.
That's another one.
That had, to me, like, Super Bowl atmosphere. So to me, that's the one that comes to my mind right off the top of my head, but I haven't really sat down and made that final list.
With the win over Pittsburgh, Patriots have home field advantage going forward. Or at least put it this way. They control their own destiny going forward. Anything short of home field advantage, would that be a disappointment?
Yeah, I think it would be really, really disappointing after you do all of that work in Pittsburgh, short week coming off the Miami game, a disappointing game in Miami, and to respond the way they did, and not just respond, but it wasn't given to them. Like, they had to fight, and they were playing from behind the whole game. To stumble at home against two division teams that you've dominated, especially the Jets in the last one with the backup quarterback playing, really disappointing.
Yeah, and Steve, I've given this a little second thought. We talked, last week about how important home field advantage or the bye would be to them.
Right.
And I said, whatever happens, you sort of roll with it. But I think given the health of the team, they could really use that week off. And I think it's very important to them. So I would say, I'm sort of going to walk back on that a little bit and say they got to close the deal here.
Alex Guerrero, do you see this becoming a problem going forward?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the problem with this one is I just don't have all the information. I don't know exactly what the status is for Guerrero. I saw the report that the Boston Globe had, and I have no reason to not believe that report. But I don't know behind the scenes, is Bill fed up with Tom, or is it just with Alex? And, is Tom sort of, offended by the fact that Bill is not embracing, his close ally? I don't have enough information. I just have seen this team, Steve, too many times overcome what I thought were distractions that were far bigger than this potentially could be.
And they put them right aside.
Yeah, I'm not overly concerned about it.
And I look at it through two perspectives. One, the first is sort of from Bill Belichick's perspective. This seems to me to be a resetting of the boundaries. Hey, players, when you're in our facility, we want you listening only to our strength conditioning medical staff. Mm-hmm. When we go outside the facility, we encourage you to do whatever you want, and that includes going to TB12 and seeing Alex Guerrero. So that's sort of the first thing. And the second thing, Steve, I would say it only becomes to me a big issue if it affects the dynamic between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and we have no indication that that is the case at this point, or the on-field performance of Tom Brady.
Sure.
Has it affected that? And I look at it, and I would say, who's your MVP right now in the NFL? A lot of people are going to say Tom Brady.
Right.
And so I would say, to me, that's the answer to that question. It hasn't had a major effect on him right now.
Prediction time for the game on Christmas Eve against the Buffalo Bills.
I think it's an interesting game, and I don't think it's a cakewalk. I think that there's a lot of emotion that went into the game last week. I think it's going to be tough to sort of get it geared back up on Christmas Eve. And as we talked about, Buffalo has something to play for. I think if the Bills had any semblance, Steve, of any kind of an offense,
right,
I'd be willing to tell you I think there's an upset that could happen. Mm-hmm. But they can't score. And you cannot beat the Patriots 13-10. You're not going to win that kind of game. I think the Patriots maybe look a little sluggish at times, but 26-19, something like that.
Thanks for letting me back on the set after my prediction last week, Steve. That's what I'll start with, right?
You were more right than wrong.
Yeah, could have gone either way, you know, right?
Can't give you too much static for that.
Right. But I think low-scoring game in this one, and like Paul said, emotions. We'll find out how the Patriots can refill the tank. In the end, I think they do get it done. I'll say 27-20.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you. Well, that'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everybody.